to your body and say, I will worship the Lord. I will dance before the Lord. I will lift up my hands. I will give him glory. Even if I'm tired, oh God, cause this body to be lifted up and to respond to your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Oh Lord, we cry. Spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You spin over me and you are.
Last night, glory to God, and an excellent demonstration of what God can do with the gifts that he pours out to men. Tired and exhausted, we enter his house this morning, just desiring to encounter your spirit, oh God. Revive us, oh God. Give us the energy that we need. Cause our mind and our thoughts to be fixed on you, Lord Jesus. God is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. When we turn to him, he does something in us. Hallelujah. Draw us, oh God. Closer to your presence. Hallelujah.
Never let me go.
Hallelujah. His word says that he will never leave us and that we would never be alone, even when it seems dark, or perhaps you're like John the Baptist and you're in prison and the disciples go visit you. And what does John ask? Are you the one? Should I be waiting for another? Are you he? Are you the Messiah? I'm in prison, Lord. And the Lord responds, go back and tell John that the blind see and that the lame walk, glory to God. And if I may add, that those that are depressed are set free and that the lost are saved and that God comes in the midst of the morning and in the midst of the night and that he visits us and that he encourages us and that he never ever leaves us alone. So whether it's a true prison or just in our minds or just in our circumstances, God says, I am he. I am the one that sets the captive free. It's not nothing that you will do, Liz. Just look to me. It's not by your power, by your strength. It's by my might. It's by my spirit. So I'm like, yes, God, you are he. It is the Messiah in the flesh that has come to set the captive, the lost, the sinners back to the Father. Oh, God, we praise. I glorify your holy name.
Spirit.
today. Hallelujah. What a privilege to come to the table of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you the one? Yes, he is. Hallelujah. That has redeemed us by his very blood. Hallelujah. We glorify and we praise your name, oh God. Thank you for inviting us again to your table, oh God. Examine us, oh God, even as we examine ourselves, oh God, and repent of our sins, oh Father God, and of our ways, Lord Jesus, that you would be represented well within us, God. Hallelujah. Help me welcome Pastor Shelley Sampson as he leads us to this table. Hallelujah. Not by might and not by power. Come on. Not by might, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God.
Hallelujah. Well, God, he is able. And not only is he able, he is willing. And so often we seek to know the will of God. Our desire is to know what he would have us to do. And the awesome thing about it is he's written it in a book. So he's made it easy for us to refer back to his ways and to his will. So we can learn of God. We can hear from God. And we can know what he would have us to do. All we need to do is go back to the book. They tell me that everything that is important is written down. It's recorded in some manner and it's saved for other people to be able to learn and grow and follow. Things that are important are written down so that people don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to make the same mistakes that people have made in the past. This is why things are written down. They're written down so that we can have a place to be able to build on what has already been and what already is. And that's why it's so important to know what's in the book. When you know what's in the book, you'll know that it's not new. It's been done before. You'll know that it's not impossible, but in fact, it is possible, and that it is something that can be done and can be accomplished. The book is the book of hope. Thank you, Jesus. It is a book that enables us to know that even though we endure challenges and hardships for a moment, we know that joy comes in the morning. We know that God is always there. He is always waiting, guiding, and speaking. All we have to do is have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. to his people. And so often I would reflect on that, and it means so much to us as children of God, as Christians, to be able to know what the will of God is and what the word of the Lord is saying, and to have ears to hear. So often I would reflect on what that even means. What does it mean to have ears to hear? And the Lord brought to my mind, it's the picture of having a radio. And depending on what channel you change the frequency to, that will be what you hear. And in order to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you must change the channel to God's channel. And when your frequencies are aligned with God's, you are able to hear. This is why Jesus spoke in parables, because it required people to change channels. And in order for the people to really fully understand, they had to even ask Jesus, what does that mean? That is a more focused channel. That's like going to the station itself, where the broadcaster is in the booth with the microphone. And there, you're able to confer with the source. And all throughout the process, it's being written down. It's being written down. And so God, he cares for us so much that not only has he spoken and has he declared it in the Spirit and we are able to discern, but he's done even better than that. He has written it down. And so even when our frequencies don't exactly match, we can refer to the book. When you don't feel like it, you know what the book says, so you know what to do anyway, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't feel up to it. You know the results that you desire to achieve. You know what it is that you wish to accomplish. And sometimes you don't feel like doing what the voice over the frequency says to do, what it is that you know you're supposed to do. You just don't feel like it. But because it's written in a book, you know that it is something you can trust. You know that it's something that you can hold to. You know it's something that you must obey, that you must do in order to gain victory in your life. Victory is not achieved simply because we believe the right thing, but it's because we've changed the way we do the things that we do so that we can step in to the place of victory that has already been won. Therefore, realizing the fight is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord, and it is he who fights for us. And so we are blessed today, and we are grateful today, because during this time of communion, Jesus has already won the victory. Jesus has already fought in the fight. He has already written the book. He said, I come in the volume of the book. He comes as the word of life. He comes as that which has been written. That which is to be lived out. He said, I am the word made flesh. And that means that he is the words that we would read in the book, lived out in human flesh. That's who Jesus is. And because he cared for us that much, because he loves us that much, we're all here today. We're here because of the love of God. We're here because he cares for us. We're here because he lived out the life that we couldn't live. He modeled the way of righteousness so that God would say, well done, well done. And that qualified him to be our Savior. And they didn't just take his life, but he gave his life. He sacrificed himself. And that's why as we come today, and as we take the bread represents the life that Jesus lived. It represents how he was the Word made flesh. And this bread represents the Word being made flesh and how it is lived out in our daily lives. How we remember how Jesus lived, that we also may follow his role model, follow his example. And so today, as we take this bread, let us pray and ask God to make us a reflection of the Word of God, that which was written down, that those who do not know him may learn and see and know the love of God and how much of a difference.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your presence in this building, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because you are in the midst of us in this congregation, Lord God. And we just lift up our hands to you, declaring, Lord God, the brokenness that you took for us and for our lives, Lord God. As you went to the cross, Lord God, you bore every sin for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. As the midst of the congregation, there's a brokenness in this building, Lord God. But we reflect on you, Lord God, that you took the nails, Lord God. You, Lord God, took, Lord God, the spear on the side, Lord God. And we thank you for your brokenness. Lord God, that you, Lord God, your own body, as we are here today, Lord God, to reflect on the brokenness, Lord God, that you will bring healing upon us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we would reflect who you called us to be, Lord God, through you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would reflect your Word, Lord God, that we would reflect love, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of our brokenness, that we would reflect and be created as we were being created, Lord God, to be a reflection of your Son, Jesus Christ. In your holy name, in your precious name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Word of God tells us that as Jesus was in the upper room, and even as he leaned at the table, reclined at the table with his disciples, the Word of God tells us he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which has been broken for you." Jesus died for you and for me. And so this we do in remembrance of him. And so let us therefore eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And because Jesus lived the life we couldn't, because he lived in the strength of God, in the power of God, it is our desire to also live in that same strength, in that same power. The scripture tells us the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as we take the cup represents the cleansing of sin. Without the shedding of blood, the Word of God tells us, there is no cleansing from sin. It has been symbolic throughout all of mankind's history that the shedding of blood represents cleansing of sin. And that's why Moses began with the sacrificial lambs and the sheep and the goat all the way up until Jesus' day. We see how the cleansing of blood, the shedding of blood, represents the cleansing of our sin. Jesus died. And because Jesus was eternal, he was not a creation made with hands, but he was the Son of God. He had eternal blood. And because his blood is eternal, we have eternal cleansing from sin. His blood never loses its power. His blood never loses its power. His blood never loses its power. It cleanses us. It heals us. It renews us. It restores us. It strengthens us. It enables us. It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses from sin and enables us to live a life of power. So as it is written, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. It is confession that keeps the flow of power moving. Sin will hinder you and separate you from God's movement, from God's flow, from God's power, from His anointing, from His hand of blessing. But when you confess, when you come before the Lord and you surrender your heart through the confession of your sins, God restores you and restores all of our unrighteousness. He opens up the pathways and the passageways of heaven, and the windows of heaven are open, and He begins to pour out a blessing that we cannot even contain. That is the love of God, and it's all because of the blood of Jesus. And so join me as we pray that God would forgive us for our sins and that we would be cleansed from all unrighteousness, that the flow of the movements of God would not be hindered in our lives, but that not only would our sin be forgiven, but His power and His strength and His anointing and His healing and all that He has for us would not be hindered, but would flow richly through our very souls as our minds are renewed. In Jesus' name, let us pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, yes, Lord, we know Your blood is covering us, Lord, Father God, for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord, Father God. But Lord, Father God, the world pulls us at times, Lord. Strengthen us from that pull, Lord God. Let not the sin of this world pull us into those sins, Lord God. But instead, strengthen us, Lord God, because we know better, Lord. We are separate from the world. We are Your children, Lord, Father God. We know not to sin, Lord, but we do, Lord, Father God. So forgive us, Lord, Father God. But instead, Lord, help us discern, Lord God, where You would have us to go, Lord, how to live a righteous life, Lord, Father God, and not to be drawn in by this world, Lord God, but instead be separated, Lord God, to know what's right in Your eyes, Lord God, that we would live that type of life, Lord, that we would set an example unto others, the love that You have for us and the love that we are to share to our brothers and sisters in forgiving others, Lord, first and foremost, Lord God. So we thank You, Lord, Father God, for forgiving us. Give us that power to forgive others, Lord God, as You forgive us, Lord God. Help us to live a better life unto You, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is the reason we rejoice today. This is the reason we celebrate. It's because of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, that He gave Himself that you and I might live. And that not only that we might live just a normal, average life, but that we would live an abundant life, a life that is fulfilling, a life that is whole and complete because of our strength and our ability to draw upon the resources that Jesus has provided for us through the shedding of his blood. And so with that, as Jesus said in the upper room, "This is my blood, which is poured out for you, for the remission of sin, for the cleansing of sin." As we so have received him and all that he has done for us, let us, in remembrance of him, drink together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the word of God tells us that afterwards, they went out to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane, where they prayed before the soldiers came and took him away. Amen.
Somebody in the name of the Lord.